The shooting at Marysville-Pilchuck High School Friday comes as Washington voters are about to decide two competing gun-related ballot measures. In fact, next week, two parents who lost children in the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting are scheduled to be in Seattle. They will campaign for Initiative 594 to expand background checks. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reached out to both campaigns for reaction.
The background check campaign put out a statement shortly after the shooting. It said in part, "While the facts are still unclear, it is up to all of us to come together to work to reduce gun violence." Cheryl Stumbo is the sponsor of Initiative 594 and a shooting survivor. Stumbo acknowledges that most school shooters obtain their guns from home or a relative.
594, if and when it passes, is obviously not going to prevent all gun violence in our state, but it is a way for us to do something.
Stumbo says she's convinced if I-594 passes, it will save some lives. Initiative 591 is the competing gun rights measure on Washington's ballot. It would prevent the state from adopting a background check requirement that goes beyond what federal law requires. That campaign did not respond to requests for comment. The National Rifle Association also held back, in contrast to gun control advocates who were vocal in the hours after the Marysville shooting. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.